Today's shiur is the Masechta Yevamos on Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Bey, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line with the words Amar Shmuel. Shmuel is referring to a halacha that is nogeya to our Mishnah, and the Gemara and the next Amid will quote from our Mishnah. We learned in yesterday's shiur that if two men were Mekadesh, two women, and then when it came the time of Knista L'chuppa, the Mishnah told us on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Hechlifu, or we learned Huchlifu B'shogeg, there was an exchange made between the two women. And the halacha was that Mafrishin Aysan Shloisha Chadoshim Shemem U'Boris Hain. This is the halacha that's Negea to our Gemara, that when they want to go back to their real husbands, there must be a separation period, which we call havchana, so that we can know if the woman became uberes from the man that was not her husband. We will know if it took 3 months. By 3 months, it's hooker ubra. We can tell whether the woman became pregnant from that affair, and then we will know that the child is illegitimate. And if after 3 months the woman is not hooker ubra, then the subsequent child that is born will be from her real husband. So we need a period of havchana. Now Shmuel is going to teach us that this din of havchana is not only in the case of our Mishnah where it was huchlifu at the time of knisa l'chuppah, but rather this applies to other women as well. Let us begin with the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, v'kulon srichas lahamtin shlosha chadoshim. As Rashi says, all women that have had a previous relationship with another man, and now they are marrying their husbands, they need a period of havchana to separate and make sure from which man this child is coming from. The only exception is Giyoris Umeshuchreres Ktana. All women need this time of Havchana. They have to wait the Shloisha Chadoshim, except for a woman who is undergoing Geirus or a Shifcha who is becoming Meshuchreres, and she has a din once she receives her freedom, her Shichur, that she has a din of a Yisraelis. This Shifcha Knanis who becomes freed. So for all intents and purposes, she is like a Gioris. So if she is a Ktana when this is taking place, and by Ktana there is no reason for Havchana because she's unable to give birth, and we also are not Goyzer Ktana Otu Gdoila by a Gioris Ktana, and the Ritva explains, and we'll see this in Rashi, on Lamed Hamed Alf, top Rashi, because since Gioris of Ktana is a Milsud Loishchicha, and we have a rule, Milsud Loishchicha Loigotsu Rabbonon, so this Gzeira of Ktana Otu Gdoila, we only do by Yisraelis, but by a Gioris, which is Loishchich, there we're not Goyzer on Ktana Otu Gdoila. Avols, so the Gemara is Medayik, Avol Ktana Bas Yisrael. It's only a Ktana, a Giyaris, or a Meshuchreris that we don't make this Gzeira, Midrabbonin. But a Ktana Bas Yisrael, even though she is unable to give birth, so you really don't need as man of Avchana by Ktana, but Srich Laham Gimel Chadoshim, you will hear the Rabbonin, we're Gzeir Ktana Ata Gdoila, and she will require a hamtana, a time of separation between any relationship that she had before to her marriage right now. And the Gemara wants to know, b'mai, how was this ktana freed from the man that she had a relationship with before? The Gemara is assuming at this point that she was married to the previous husband. So how did she become separated from that husband now? If we're speaking about that her mother or her father or her brother rather married her off, the father had died, and that's what we call a Kedusha Midrabbanan, and the way that she will annul that Kedusha Midrabbanan of her mother or her brother is through what we call Miyun. And you're telling me that in that case, a Yisraelis who separated from her previous husband through Miyun and now is getting married to another man, you're telling me that she does need Havchana? It's only the Gioris Ktana who does not need Havchana. But the Yisraelis Ktana will need Havchana. V'amar Shmuel himself, who is the Baal Memra of this halacha, of Kulon Sriches Lahamtin, Shmuel himself says, Deloiboya, that, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, that it's not required Havchana in the case of Miyan. V'i beget, and if we're speaking about that the Yisraelis Ktana was divorced from her previous husband with a legitimate get, Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazimr. So this halacha was already said by Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel said, Miyan, a boy, if the Ktana made Miyan, ain't it Tzrichel Hamtin Shloish Chadashim. So in fact, the Rabbanan did not require Amtana of 3 months, as Rashi explains, because since there's no Miyun by Gdoila, it's only by Ktana, so they weren't worried that people will mix up a Gdoila with a Ktana, and therefore they didn't make the Gzeira of Havchana, of the Hamtana of waiting between one man and another of 3 months, because there's nothing to worry about mixing up Gdoila and Ktana. So by Miyun, ain't it Tzrichel Hamtin Shloish Chadashim? Nasan lo get. But if the first husband gave to the Ktana a get, and then already that could be mixed up with a Gdoila, so there Tzrichel Hamtin Shloish Chadashim. So even though the Ktana herself, we don't have to worry that she became pregnant from the previous husband, so there's really no necessity for Havchana, but since there could be a mix-up, so therefore they were Geizer Ktana at the Gdoila. So the Gemara's Kasha is, when Shmuel said at the beginning of today's shir, V'kulon Tzriches Lahamtin, except for Giyaris Mishukheres Ktana, and we were Medayik, but the Yisraelis Ktana does require Havchana, how did this Yisraelis, what's the case? Did she get freed from Miyan? You, in fact, don't need Havchana. Did she get freed with a get? Shmuel already told us that halacha. What is he teaching us new in this halacha of Kulon Tzriches Lahamtin? So the Gemara answers, Ela Biznus, we're not talking that she had a relationship before legitimately with her first husband, but rather she had committed Znos. As we turn to Daf Lamed Hamed Bey, Lamed Hamed Aleph, V'gazru Rabbanu Ktana Mishum Gdoila. And by a Yisraelis Ktana, the Rabbanu were gozer Biznus, Otu a Gedoyla who would have done Znus before, because she ain't a Chanami, has to have Avchana between her Znus and her Nesu, and now she would have to have Avchana of 3 months. So we're going to Zikhtana Otu Gedoyla. But Begiyoris, Rashi says, as the Ritva said before, the top Rashi, Gabi Giyoris Tana, Legazur. Why? Mishum de Leshchicha, because Giyoris of Iktana Bechlal is not a common thing. Therefore, the Rabbanim by a Giyaris Ktana were not Geyser. So we have two halachas. A Giyaris Ktana, they were not Geyser. They do not need Havchana. A Yisraelis Ktana of Znus, they do require, even by a Ktana, or to a Gedoyla, the Rabbanim were Geyser. Frey the Gemara, Umi Gazri the Ktana Mishum Gedoyla, were the Chacham Geyser a Ktana because of Gedoyla, Vahatnan, we learned in our Mishnah, and that's why this whole sugi comes in, because we're referring here to our Mishnah on Lamed Gim Lamed Beis. We learned that if there was this case of Hochlefu, there was Bishoigig. They mixed up the two wives. What happens if the two wives were Ktanas? Imhayu Ktanas, Shein Arui Leilad. You said in our Mishnah that you need Avchana of 3 months by the mix-up. But if they were Ktanas where they cannot give birth, they can go back to their original husbands right away, because you don't need Avchana. There's nothing to be muftin. They're not going to give birth from the first relationship. So why don't you say we're Geizer Ktana Ot Gdoila? So you see, you don't make a Gzeir of Ktana Ot Gdoila. So why did Shmuel say that by a Ktana who was Mezana that we are Geizer Ktana Ot Gdoila and you do need Avchana for 3 months? We see from our Mishnah a lot, not like that. The answer is, in our Mishnah, this was a special halacha. Normally we would be geizer Baisnus of Ektana Atagdaila. In our Mishnah, it was Hayro Ashra, and they were not Geyser. Frey the Gemara, it was Hayro Ashra. Are you telling me that the case in our Mishnah was an actual case that took place? Nechlal de Havoy, as Rashi explains, that's not the Lashon of our Mishnah. The Lashon of our Mishnah is Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Nashim. The Gemara, the Mishnah is speaking about a theoretical case. If it was a real story, the Derech of the Shas is that the Mishnah would say, Maisa. A story happened and this really took place. The Mishnah doesn't say Maisa. So the story didn't happen. So what are you telling me, Arosha? And for the Gemara, Ella, Ki Harosha Haisa. It is like a Harosha, which means a unique, special circumstance. Why? The chiluf loishchiach. That's what we mean to say. How often does it happen, such a maisa, that two men should by accident switch the two wives? That's a mos loishchiach. So it's like a rasha. So in other words, what the Gemara basically is answering, that we have the same klal. The Rabbanan made exer of tana atigdoila when it was shchiach, when there was something not shchiach about it. For example, a giyaritz ktana, which is not shchiach, they weren't geyser. Our Mishnah is huchlefu, which is loishchiach. They also weren't geyser ktana tigdala. But where it's shchiach, by a regular case of ktana, there they were geyser by ktana znus, atu a gedoyla who would have to make havchana, so the ktana has to make havchana as well. Lishnachrina, there's another Lashon Amri law, they said over the member of Shmuel in a different Lashon, and this Lashon is in fact different halachas. Shmuel is saying differently than we had in the first Girsa. Amar Shmuel, Kulan Sridas Lahamtin. All women who have had a previous relationship with another man have to wait so we can see whose child they are bearing, the first man or the second one. Tzriches lamtin shloisha chadashim chutz, except migiyarus mishuchres gidoyla. Not like we had according to the first lashon mishuchres giyarus mishuchres kitana, but even a giyarus mishuchres gidoyla does not have to make avchana. Why? As the Gemara will proceed to explain, because since they know that they're going to become Yisraelis, and they want to have their they want to make sure that they have children that are born b'kedusha. They are, and they don't want to have a reputation, oh, she was mezana when she was not Jewish, and she, in fact, hara l'znunim. They want to protect that they didn't become pregnant from that relationship. So they make sure, they do something to make sure that they do not become pregnant. And that's why even by Gedoyla there's no necessity for Havchana. Because we're not worried that she became Uberis from that relationship, because she made sure that she would not become Uberis, as we'll see in the following Gemara. That's the Lashon of Shmuel according to the Skirsa. So we can be Medayik. Avoktana bas Yisrael, ain't it Srichel Hamtin Gimel Chadashim. The only one that's Kulun Srichel Hamtin is a Gedoyla Yisraelis. But we said explicitly that a Gedoyla Giyaris Mushukhweres is not, ain't Srichel Lahamtin. They don't have to. And we can be Medayik that a Ktana bas Yisraelis is also Ein Srichel Lahamtin Gimel Chadashim. Because you're speaking about Gedolim. Ktanim you're not even taking into consideration at all. Ktanim is a given that no Kotan, no Ktana is Srichel Lahamtin. Whether it's a Giyaris, whether it's a Ktana Yisraelis, Ein Srichel Lahamtin. Frey de Gemara, the same type of question we had before. B'mai. How did she sever her relationship with her previous man? Even Miyun, if she did it with Miyun, Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazimna. So what Shmuel's saying in this halacha, that a Yisraelis Ktana, who separated from her previous husband through Miyun, does not need Avchana, as we learned in Rashi before, because there is no Miyun by Gedoyla, so there's no reason to be Geyzer Ktana to Gedoyla. Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazimna. Shmuel already said that. We quoted that Brisa before, that Shmuel said, Miyana ain't Shrichel Lahamtin. By Aktana, who is Mamayin, she doesn't need Havchana. So Shmuel said that already. What is he saying it again for? Ibeget, if she severed a relationship with her previous husband with a get, Hakaama Shmuel in that Bryce in fact said, the Breya, that she does need Havchana. So what are you telling me? She doesn't need Havchana. The Amr Shmuel, the same Bryce we had before, me and a boy, ain't it three chalamtin shloish chadashim, me and does not require Havchana of three chadashim, nasan la get, which could be confused with Gedoyla. You do have to. So what are you telling me over here that a ketana would not require shloish chadash if it's through a get? She does. Ela biznus. So the Gemara gives the same answer as we had before, that Shmuel must be teaching you a yisrael with znus. And now it's going to be different than what we learned before. Before we learned that a ketana, according to the first lashon in Shmuel, ketana biznus requires a to gedayla. And now the Gemara says no. Uznus biktana loishchiach. Not only is giyiris biktana loishchiach like we had in the first lashon. This lashon knows that znus biktana is loishchiach. So memela, there's no reason to be geyser or to gedayla, and therefore znus biktana would not require have chana. So it comes out that these two lashonis are arguing in two halachas. According to the first lashon, a giyiris gedayla requires havchana, but not a giyaris ktana. A yisraelis ktana who's mezana requires havchana according to the first lashon. According to the second lashon, we argue in two things. A giyaris gedola does not need havchana, and also a yisraelis ketana, not a giyaris, a regular yisraelis ktana, who's a zayna, also, according to the second lashon, ein sricha havchana. So these are the two shitas. Now the Gemara asks on the second lashon, "Giyaris umushuchares." The shchiach behuznus ligzar. Your whole idea of why a ktana yisraelis, there's no halacha of avchana, is because znus by ktana is not shchiach. So why do you tell me Shmuel that a giyaris umushuchares gedola? You also say is ain't shricha avchana. Why? If the whole reason is because by Ektani Yisraelis, because Nus is lo Shriach, well, by Giyaris Meshuchweres, Shriach Baz Nus. If it's Shriach Baz Nus, Ligzar, so why isn't Allah that you need Afkhana when she was an older Goy? She has a Chazaka that she was Mezana, so we should be Goyzer, Afkhana. Answers the Gemara, who domak Rabbi Yossi? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. As Rashi explains, he holds somewhat like Rabbi Yossi, not totally like Rabbi Yossi. We'll see that Rabbi Yossi is even more makel than Shmuel. But Shmuel took a piece of Rabbi Yossi's halacha, and that's what he held like. Although he didn't go all the way like Rabbi Yossi. The Sanya. We learned in the Braisa. Hagiyairis Rashviya Rashifcha. Hagiyairis, or a woman who was in captivity. Or a shifcha knana, sheniftu. The shvuya was redeemed. They took her out of captivity. Shenizgaira. The regular goy became a giyoris. Ushenishtachru, the shifcha became free. In any possible way that she became free. Tzrichos lahamtin gimel chadash de Rabbuda. Rabbuda says, before she marries a Jewish man, she needs havchana, because maybe she'll have a child from her relationships before. And we assume that she had relationships before. Rabbi Yehudu, Rabbi Yossi, Matar Liars, and that's Miyad. Rabbi Yossi holds that all these three women can get married right away. So, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi says, as the Gemara will explain, because they're going to make sure that they don't become pregnant from their relationships while they were a shvuya or a shifcha or a goy before she became a giyiris. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to see in the Gemara, holds that this applies even by a Jewess. In other words, a woman who was nansa, who was forced to have relationship. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, she also will not need havchana, because she will make sure that she will not become pregnant. Shmuel holds no. By a Yisraelis, we are goyzer a woman who had relationships, even ba'oynis, otu a nesua, a woman who was married before. We are goyzer. However, by a giyiris, that much Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that we're not geyser by a gedayla, that she needs havchana. Now, what is the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rabba, my time is Rabbi Yossi, Kesavar, he holds, Isha Mizana, a woman who's Mizana, Mishameshes B'moich, she uses something that, an absorbent thing, a cloth, in the makam of Tashmish, kidei shalait this aber. She makes sure that it absorbs the zera and that she will not become pregnant. She doesn't want everyone to know that she committed znus and thereby became pregnant. Amalei Abaya. And therefore, she doesn't need avchana. That's the svar of Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Abaya, bishlami giyoris, baya giyoris, kivin de daitali giyure, since she wants to become a giyoris, mintra nafsha. We understand. She has the moich with her, and therefore, even if she has relationships as a goita, she will protect herself. Why? Kedei lahafchin ben zera shenizra bekedusha, u ben zera shenizra shalai bekedusha. In order, and this will apply even with, let's say, two goyim are married, and both of them become giyorim. So we're not even talking about an illicit relationship outside of marriage. But she knows that in a few weeks or so, in a few months, she's going to become a giyoris. So she and her husband both agree that they want to have a child that's going to be born Jewish. So she will use the moich even with her husband, that she shouldn't become pregnant, and the child will be harasoi, his creation, her pregnancy will be shalai b'kedusha. Does that make sense by a giyoris? Shvuya v'shivchanami, by a woman who is in captivity, and she's going to be raped by the goyim, and a shivcha, or a maidservant also, the shamim and maraya, they hear from, let's say from the terrorists who have them in captivity, that they're going to be freed. There's a deal in the work and they're going to be freed. So mintra nafshayu. So they also protect themselves. As Rashi says, they don't want anyone to know that they became muboris. Ella yaitzis, so they also had the moich with them. Ella yaitzis b'shen v'ayin. When Rabbi Yossi said that any meshuchereres can get married right away and doesn't need avchana, it's even speaking about a case where a shifcha knanis is her tooth or her eye were knocked out, where the din is that she goes out l'cheiris. Now that's something that happened suddenly, and she wasn't prepared. She didn't realize, her master didn't tell her, hey, you know, we're planning to free you in a few weeks or months, that she protected herself. So l'cheira over there, it was a sudden thing, And she wasn't prepared with a moich. Hechi meshkachas losa. How do we find in that case that she doesn't need havchana? V'chi tame. And if you'll tell me, kol d'memela moida Rabbi Yossi, that ain't a chanami. Anything which came about suddenly and she didn't have time to prepare for it, Rabbi Yossi's moida to Rabbi Yehuda that she will be chayiv in hamtana. V'atnan, we learned in a Mishnah, not like that. Anusa mafuta tzrich lahamtan gimel chadash to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman who was forced, or even a woman who was talked into it, she needs a havchana of 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matur li'arsa nasa miyad. Rabbi Yossi holds by a Jewish woman. Again, this is a step further than Shmuel. Shmuel will only say this heter by a Giyaris. He will not say this heter, like Rabbi Yossi says, by a Yisraelis who was forced. But Rabbi Yossi is matal yarsin lasa miyad. So you see that even something which wasn't planned, which she didn't know is going to happen, and yet Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need avchana. Why? She doesn't have her moich with her. Elam Rabaya. Abai says, you know what the svar of Rabbi Yossi is? Isha mizana, mishapecha shalait this abor. She inverts herself in such a way that the zera runs out of her body and she does not become pregnant. And that's the svar of why in all these cases Rabbi Yossi holds that she does not need to have havchana. The idach Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yossi, what's his shita? Chayshin and Shem alayn is hapcha yafa yafa. We're afraid that maybe she didn't invert herself correctly, and she will become pregnant, and therefore she does need avchana. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, at least by giyoris, that a giyoris, or a shifcha, or a shvuya, at least those women do not require any havchana, and this is the reason why he said that a giyaris gedoyla or a mishachreris gedoyla do not require the 3 months of havchana, at least according to the second pshat. However, the first pshat in Shmuel disagrees and says that a giyaris or a mishachreris gedoyla would require. It's only a ktana that doesn't require it by giyaris because it's a mosudoy shchiach. Continues the Gemara to explain our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ve'im hayu kohanos." Now, if you look at our Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the girsa of our Mishnah is V'mhayu kohanois nifsalu minatruma. And we mentioned in yesterday's shiur that the Marshal says that the real gears of our Mishnah should be nifsalu minakohuna. If you look at all Mishnayos that we have, Yoichin and Boyas Mishnayos, you open it up, it will have the gears as we have in our Mishnah, nifsalu minatruma. But yet, we'll see from our Gemara that the Gemara certainly had a different gears, or else the Gemara's kasha would not make any sense. So let us see. The Gemara is going with the gears of Imhoyu Kohanois Nifsalu Min HaKohuna. And the Gemara understands what does Kohanois mean? Benois Kohanim. Girls whose fathers were Kohanim. If an accident was made, they were part of the Huchlefu, the exchange. So the din is, they become usher to go to their Kohanim. Because Oinus is only a Ptur by a Yisraelis. To her husband, but a kohanis, they are usher even if it wasn't oinus. Frank the Gemara, kohanis in Yisraelis loy. You're telling me only benois kohanim, but let's say a Yisraelis was married to a kohen. So, and they had an oinus happen to them, or a shoygeg happen to them. You're telling me that they're going to be mutter? That's not so. So the Gemara says, Ema say imhoyu nishay kohanim, the wives of kohanim, which would include even Yisraelois. So Ema means either we change the gears in our Mishnah, or that's what it means. When it says kohanim, it doesn't mean they are daughters of kohanim, it means they are wives of kohanim. And it would include a Yisraelis as well. Frey the Gemara, nishay kohanim in nishay Yisraelim loy? Even that doesn't help. Why? Because I could deduce that if they were wives of Yisrael, and an oinus happened, they committed an avera b'oinus, so they're mutter to their Jewish husbands. What happens once their husbands die? Are they mutter now to marry kohanim? Are you telling me yes? You're telling me that this halacha is only if they were wives of kohanim? It's not true. The Amr of Amram Hamil, so Amr of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught us this halacha. The Anharin Hu La'ainin Mimas Nisan. He enlightened our eyes from a Mishnah which Rashi quotes Yevam Estaf Nun Vav. And we're not going to go into what the Rai is from the Mishnah, but he brought a Rai from the Mishnah that what? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Afal Pishim Uteres Labala Psulum Lekuna. Even though she's mutter to her husband, the Yisrael, but she is also to Kohanah. So why should our Mishnah say that this halach is only by wives of Kohanim? Amarava Hachikamar. This is what the Mishnah means. So we're going to go back now that Kohanis means daughters of Kohanim. You had a question. It's not only to daughters of Kohanim, Yisraelim are also usher, to Kohanim, even if an oinus happened to them. We're not talking about marrying a Kohen. We're talking about Truma. Imhoyu Kohanis Nesuis LeYisrael. If the Kohanis were married to Yisrael and an oinus happened, Nifsalu Minat Truma Debe Neshayu, they are posel to eat Truma of their maiden homes. The din is, it says in Parshas Emor, Ubas Koyen Kisiya Amana Ugrusha, Vizera Ainla, Vishova Besavia Kinureha, Milechem Avia Taichel. So the din is, if she's married to Yisrael, and Yisrael dies, and she doesn't have any children, she goes back to her father's house, and she can eat his truma. That's the regular halacha. But these Kohanos, these daughters, we're going back now to the Pshat, daughters of Kohanim. If they had an oinus happen to them, even though they're mutter to their husbands who are Yisraelim, but once their husbands die, and even if they don't have children, they should really go back and eat truma from their father to Kohen. No. And Rashi learns the pasuk. There's a whole discussion here, Rashi and Tosfos, what the makor is, but Rashi learns it from that very pasuk which we quoted in Parshas Emor. Ubas Kohen Kisiya Amanu Grusha. It's when do you go back to your father's house? Only if you were an Amana and Grusha from your previous husband and you had no children. But what happens if your relationship with the previous man was like the one in our Mishnah where Huchlefu and Oinus happened, but you couldn't be an Amana or Grusha from that man? Because that man is the usher to you. He's Eishes Ish, Eishes Ach, Achos Isha, all the Isurim that we had in our Mishnah. So it can't be a Grusha from, there's no Kedushin Taifsin B'chaive Krisis. So since you don't qualify under the title of Amana or Grusha, therefore the halacha of eating truma from your father's house does not apply. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. So it says over here, the second last line of the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Hachi Kamar is either that's how I'm going to learn pshat in the Mishnah. In what words? In the gears of the Marshal, which the Masoras HaShas brought down, Alamed Gimel Alamed Beis, which was that the Mishnah itself says, Psulos Minak Kahuna. You know what it means? Hachi Kamar. You know what Psulos Minak Kahuna means? It means that she doesn't get the advantages of Kahuna. She's a puzzle to eat Truma, even though an Oinus happened. Or Hachi Kamar would mean a different Girsa. And that would make sense why all the Mishnayos, if you look, in fact, have the Girsa in our Mishnah, not Psulos Minak Kahuna, Psulos Minak Truma. But obviously, our Gemara had originally the Girsa, Psulos Min HaKohuna. For those who have finished this difficult perek, Hadron Aloch Arbo Achen, Hadron Aloch Arbo Achen, Hadron Aloch Arbo Achen. We begin on Lamed Hayamid Beis, Perek HaKohilas. A short Hagdama, that the din of Yibam and Chalitza, obviously, as we've learned already so many times in the Masechta, is only if Uvein Ein Loi, if the deceased brother didn't have a child. But if he had a child, there is no din of Yibam or Chalitza. In fact, there's an erva of Eishes Ach. The Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, will tell us that the Yibam or Chalitza can only be made after the period which we learned in the previous Amud of Havchana. You need 3 months so that we should know if there's a child. Number one, if there's a child, then there's going to be an isser for you to have a relationship with Eishesach. There's no mitzvah. If there's no child, then there's a mitzvah for you. And we're going to know exactly if the child is from the first brother or is from the second brother. And our Mishnah is speaking about where the person did not wait the required 3 months, and he did Yibam within that three, or Chalitza, within that 3 month period. Begins the Mishnah. Hacholetz Liyavemtoi. Somebody who did Chalitza to his Yivama. Venimtsas Muberes, and it was discovered that she is a Muberes, that she is pregnant. The Yolda, and she gave birth. If she gives birth to a viable child, so now it comes out that there was no mitzvah of Yibam, and there was no din of Chalitza. So who mutter b'koyvav sell? He is permitted in her koyvim. Vehi mutes b'koyvav. She is permitted in his koyvim, the one who gave Chalitza. V'loy pasul min hakuna. She's not pasul from kuna, because she does not have a din of a chalutz. Because the chalitza, there was no need for the chalitza. The deceased brother left over a son. So therefore there was no yibam, no chalitza. The rabbanan said that just like the relatives of a grusha are usher to a husband midiraisa, the relatives of a chalutza are usher to him midirabbanan. But this person doesn't have a din of a chalutza, therefore the koyvim are mutter. Is she mutter lekona? 100%. Aye, she's a chalutz, that's not a chalitza. Because the original brother left over a child. So therefore she's kosher to marry a koyin. She doesn't have a din of a chalutz. Ein avlat shel kayama. What happens if this child, as Rashi says, was a nafel? He was stillborn, or he didn't live the 30 days. He wasn't a viable child. So now it comes out that there was a need for chalitza. So who also b'koyvav sell? She does have a din of a chalutz. So she is also, he is also in her koyvim like her mother or her sister. Vehi asur b'koyvav, and she is also in his koyvim like the din midrabbanan of relatives of a chalutza. And since she's a chalutza, paslam and akuna, she's not allowed to marry a koyin. Hakoyinus is even tevim to muberes. What happens if he took in his yivama within that 3 month period, which he shouldn't have done? And then he found out that she was a muberes, viyolda, and she gave birth. Bizman shavacha kayama. If the child is viable, so now it comes out that he was over on an erva of Eishes Ach Shalai B'makom Mitzvah. So the din is yaitzi, that she has to go out. They have to separate without a get, because he was living with an erva. He doesn't even need a get. V'chayavim b'korban. They did this b'shoigeg. The Ritva speaks out The shoygeg has to be he thought she wasn't pregnant. What about if he knew she was pregnant, but he said, you know what, probably it's going to be a child that's not going to live. So Mimela, my brother didn't leave her over a child. Mimela, there's going to be retroactively a mitzvah. Says the ritzvah, that's korv lemez, that if it turns out that the child is viable and there was no mitzvah, he can't say, oh, I did it b'shoygeg. That's korv lemez. But that's why our Mishnah at the first line said what? Hacharos yivimta v'nimtzas muberes. He found, it came out that she was muberes. He didn't think that she was muberes. Now, the second Tosfos here says a critical thing. And that is that it's speaking about chalitza within the 3 months. Because if you'll tell me our Mishnah is speaking about nimtzas muberes after the 3 months, when normally would be huk or ubra. And it wasn't huk or ubra after 3 months. So what do Chazal tell us? Roiv nashim, huk or ubra is by 3 months. And if it's already 3.5 months, 4 months, and there's no huk or ubra. So you thought you had every right to go ahead and go after roiv women. So Tosfos says, would you have to bring a korban, a chatas, if you found out that she was muberes? Tosfos says, no. Why? My havalei mevad. What should he have done? And Tosfos equates it to an oinus. And this Tosfos has relevance to the recent scandal in Muncie, where people ate meat thinking it was kosher, and it really was not kosher. But my havalei lameva, they went after the psak of a bezdin that this was the kosher meat. And in fact, there was a drushus Haran who says that if people listened to chachamim and the chachamim gave a horror to them that this is kosher, they do not require any kapara for it. They're an oinus, and in fact, they did a mitzvah of l'shmoyel l'divrei chachamim. I heard a difference of opinions amongst people of today's generation, gedolim of today's generation, whether this is just by Sanhedrin, the Ran was saying is halacha, or by any bezdin, the same halacha. But this Tosfos will be relevant to our discussion in this inyan when someone does an avera based on a halacha of the Torah, and this Tosfos says that he would have a din of an oinus and he wouldn't be chayav to bring a korban. Continues the Mishnah. Hakarnis is even to nimtza muberes. V'yolda b'zman shavlachal kayyama yotzi. V'chayavim b'korban. They have to bring a korban chatas in this case. Because it was within the 3 months. He wasn't supposed to get married in the 3 months. And then it was found out that she was pregnant. So then he was over in Avera b'shoigeg and he has to bring a chatas. V'im ein v'lachal kayyama. What happens if the child dies? Then yikayim. Then it comes out retroactively. There was a mitzvah of yibam. And mainly he can keep his wife. He doesn't have to have her leave him. Suffolk ben Tisha L'Rishon, Suffolk ben Shiva L'Achron. What happens now if there's a child and we don't know whether it's the first brother's son or whether it's the second brother's son? The first brother would be a 9-month pregnancy. The second son would, if he's from the second husband, the second brother, it would be born after 7 months. Because let's say he took her 2 months after the first brother died. And she gave birth 7 months after the yibum. So then it's a shaila. Is this 9 months from the first brother? Or is it 7 months from the second brother? So the din is, Yotzi, he has to leave his wife because it could be this is a child from his first from his brother, and therefore it's an erva of Eshazach. Ve'havlad kosher. The vlad is kosher memanavshach because either he's from the first husband, the first brother, or he's yibum from the second brother. So the child is kosher. The chayav and bashem toli, the man and the woman, are chayav and ashem toli, which is the korban that you have to bring any time you have a suffix, whether you were over on a chiyav kores. So b'shoigeg, where it's a suffix, you don't even know if you were already aver or not, as in this case, you bring an ashem toli. And now the Gemara brings a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on our Mishnah. Itmar, we learned, hacholitz lemuberes v'pila. If somebody gave chalitza to a muberes and she was mapul the child, so retroactively it comes out that there was a need for yibam. The machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is, does that chalitza which you made at the time when you were besafek, you didn't know whether there's a chiv chalitza here or not, whether there's a chiv yibam or not. Now that retroactively I see, yes, there was a chiv yibam, will that chalitza help? Or do you have to make a new yibam or chalitza? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't it three chalitza menachem? She does not require any more chalitza from the brothers because we see now that there was a nafel, there was a necessity for chalitza to get rid of that zika. Resh Lakish Amar, tzricha chalitza menachem. She does require chalitza from the brothers because the chalitza that was done before, we're going to learn out from a svor, from a pasuk, that chalitza was invalid, and you need a new chalitza. Now, the Gemara says menachem. Tosfos says, lav dafka from the other brothers. It could be that person himself who gave the first chalitza to that brother. He will be eligible to give the new chalitza because he didn't really get rid of the zika according to Resh Lakish with the first chalitza. Or Tosfos says, inami minachin shall meis kamar. The word minach means all the brothers, which means including even the one who gave the first chalitza. However, the Rosh disagrees with Tosfos. The Rosh says the Gemara is dafke, minachin, the other, meaning the other brothers, but he himself cannot give it. Why? Because his chalitza is, we're going to see another other examples of this as we go along, that the chalitza does something. It did take off something. It's not, if, for example, the Tosfos is going to tell us later on the Amid that the yibum, that the bia, and as he did a bia with a muberes, and she gave birth to a nafel. So retroactively, it was a good bia. But according to Resh Lakish, at the time, there was something deficient. And Resh Lakish is going to require, and later the Gemara wants to even say, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like Resh Lakish, that the bia was not a good bia originally, he's going to have to make a new bia. Does that mean that the first bia was with an ashes ach, shaloi b'maka mitzvah, and it'll be over the avera of erva? Tosfos says no, and Tosfos brings proof to this. So in other words, according to Resh Lakish, it's not the pshat that the yibam or the chalitza that was made by the ishu muberes, who retroactively, when she's mapul, shows us that there was a chi of chalitza or yibam. It doesn't mean that we discount it totally, and we look at the bia as being a bia not of a mitzvah. And the chalitza is meaningless. No, it does something, but you need more. So the Rosh says that the brother who did the original chalitza, he already accomplished a little taking off some zika, and we now need a chalitza that's going to take off the zika for all the brothers, even those brothers who have the total chalitza. The total zika. So Memela, he's not eligible to make that chalitza anymore, but the other brothers, according to the Rosh, will make the chalitza.
Right?
Right, so Resh Lakish holds that we have to we need, in order to get rid of the zika, we need chalitza, and we can't piggy bank one piece of chalitza on the other. But and he's not the one who's eligible to do it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't sar chalitza menachen. Why? Chalitza is muberes shma chalitza, ubias muberes shma bia. Because what you did as muberes, even though at the time it was a suffix, what's going to happen with this vlad, it's viable, it's good. Resh Lakish Amar tzri chalitza menachen. No, you're going to need chalitza from the brothers. Why? Chalitza is muberes loy shma chalitza. It's not a good chalitza. Bias muberes loy shma bia. It's not considered a bias yibam. You're going to need a new bia. Freidi Gemara, but my kamiflagi, what is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish dependent on? Eboy say makrav, eboy say mesvar. Either I'll tell you it's a pasuk, or I'll tell you it's a svar. And the Bach now changes the seder of the next Gemara to comply with what we just said. Krav first, svar second. But we'll go the way we have it in our Gemara, that the Gemara is going to go first to explain the svar. Eboy say mesvar. What's the svar? Rabbi Yochanan Sover. In Yav Eliyov, Eliyov would come to us while she's pregnant. And he would tell us, the Hodi Ibra Mepuli Mapla, that this Ibra that she has, she's going to have a Mapo, it's going to be a Nafel. So we would know, Eliyahu says, I guarantee you. And so in other words, we would know for sure that she's not carrying a child right now. Me lav bas chalitza v'yibam. Wouldn't she be considered based on Eliyahu's testimony that she is Bas Chalitza V'Yibam. Hashdanami, now that we had to wait till she gave birth, and we found out when she gave birth that it's a Nephil. Tigloy Muslim Afreya. Let this now retroactively be considered a viable Yibam or Chalitza. For Rish Lakish Omar, Tigloy Muslim Afreya, why I'm reading that, the Miswara, Rish Lakish says, when you do Chalitza Yibam, you have to know you have a Vadai Zika, and the Chalitza Yibam is taking off a Vadai Zika. Now, we don't have this kind of retroactive, because Lamaisa, when you did it, you were besfeka whether there is really a Zika here or not. Or I can learn from a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar uben Einlai. It says he doesn't have a son. Amar Rachman of the Torah says, Vol Leslai. Bottom line, now we find out after 9 months when she gives birth, so we find out that she doesn't have a child. So therefore the Yibam or Chalitza was good. Rish Lakish Tzavar, no, I learned the pasuk differently. Uben Einlai, like we had earlier in the Masech, the Ayin Olav, check into it. Tosfos explains it's not really exactly like we had earlier in the Masech. Earlier in the Masech, we had Ben Einloy Ayin Olav, if he has a son, any kind of son. You remember the limit over there was because we have a Yud, usually we could write Aleph Nun without the Yud, as the Shoresh, and here it has Aleph Yud Nun, so we learn it Ayin. We don't learn it just the word Ein, we read it Ein, like as if it would be Ayin. Investigate. So earlier in the Masechta we said that if you had a Ben Mamzer, that's also considered a child. Any child, Ben Mikol Makom, would free you from Yibam or Chalitza. Here, obviously, we can't learn the same Drasha. Because here, right, Rish Lakish holds, it doesn't free you. You're chayiv again to make Chalitza or Yibam. So how do we learn it? So Taishit explains, it means you have to wait, you have to make Iyun. You have to investigate when you know 100% that there is a chi of Yibam or Chalitza, then make the Yibam or Chalitza. Don't jump to conclusions. You have to wait to play out the scenario, see what happens. Ayin Olav. And if at the end you find out that you made had a Nephil, fine. But at the time when you made the Yibam or Chalitza, you didn't know that yet. So you weren't yet my Ayin. So Rish Lakish is learning, the Torah is telling you that that's Apostle Yibam and Apostle Chalitza, and therefore you have to do it all over again. And now the Gemara is going to ask questions back and forth from our Mishnah and from other sources against both the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Eishu Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question to Rish Lakish. Ein avlat shel kiyama. It says in our Mishnah that if the child's not viable, so and he had given Chalitza, who asur b'koy v'sev, he asur b'koy vav, she has a din of a chalutza, and they are both asur on each other's relatives, upsula min hakuhuna, and she's a chalutza, that she's possible from kuna, b'shlam al-adi, says Rabbi Yochanan, according to me, the amina that I say, chalitza's muber, shma chalitza, the chalitza of a muberes, even though you're besafek, what's going to happen, but it is retroactively considered a good chalitza, mishum hachi, therefore psula. Therefore, she is possible to kohana. But according to you, that you say chalitza of mubes is not considered a good chalitza, so if it's not a good chalitza, she's not a chalitza, therefore why is she possible to kohana? Amar Leir Shlakish answers, you're right. Midaraisa, she's not. But midarabbanan, the whole din is a din derabbanan. Ulechum Rabbi Alma, as Rashi explains, because otherwise people may not know she's pregnant, and they will think that a chalutz is mutter to a kohen. So therefore we say, since an act was done that looks like chalitza, people might confuse it. Across the board, we say she is possible lechumra, to a kohen, but is it considered a viable 100% chalitza? No, she's going to need another chalitza. Ikedi Amri, some say the opposite. From the same din in the Mishnah, Rish Lakish was the one who asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan. Eisri, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Ein avlad shel kayama. If the child wasn't viable, it was a nephil, who asur b'koy v'seh, v'hi asur b'koy vav, they are asur in each other's relatives, upsul min akuna, and she is possible from kuna. Bishram l'adi, according to me, the minute that I say chalitza mubers, lo yishma chalitza, it's not considered a good chalitza, hani diktan upsul min akuna l'chumra. So it says it's possible min akuna, l'chumra, your machmer and the Mishnah makes sense, but v'loktani ain't it tzricha chalitza min achen. It doesn't say that it's a good chalitza. She's pasul min akuna, and I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. She doesn't need chalitza from the brothers, because according to me, you know why it's good? Because she in fact does need chalitza from the brothers because her first chalitza was not good while she was a muparis. It says she's possible to kuna, that's l'chomer. So according to me, the Mishnah is beautiful. But Elidach, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that chalitza muparis is a good chalitza, it should have said, ain a tree chalitza menachem boilei. It shouldn't have just said that she is, possible min hakohuna. It should have said it's such a good chalitza, not only lechumra that she's possible min hakohuna, but that in fact she doesn't need chalitza from the brothers. Amr lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, ein echanami. You're right. That's the halacha, and it should have said it. Why did it not say it that way? V'aydi the tana reisha loy pasla tana seifa pasla. Since in the reisha the lashon was in the case when it was a viable child, the din is the chalitza is nothing. And she's not possible of kohana, so that's why to make it symmetrical, to have the same identical type of lashon, it just said in the sefer that in this case she is possible. But in fact, in the sefer, the din really is that it's such a good chalitza, not just lachumra, but you don't need any chalitza from the brothers at all. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked another kasha to Rish Lakish. Ein av lachok kayama yikayim. It said in the sefer of the Mishnah that if he did bia with her, and then the child died, the child that she was pregnant with died, so the din is that he can keep her as a wife, because retroactively, it comes out that his brother didn't leave over a child. There was a mitzvah of yibam. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, bias, umuberes, shmo bia. It's a good yibam. So Bisham Dida Mina Khalitz Muber Shma Khalitza Ubias Muber Shma Bia Mishum Hakitana Yikayim. That's why it says that he has the right to leave her as his wife. He doesn't have to do anything else. He did Yibam before. Now she's his wife. Elri Duch, according to you, is Shlokish Damrat. Khalitz Muber Shloishma Khalitza. Chalitza Muber is no good. Bias Muber is Loishma Bia. It's not a good Bia. So then it shouldn't just say in the Mishnah Kaim. You know what it should say in the Mishnah? Yachsor V'yivo V'yikayim Aboyalei. He just can't stay with his wife. He has to do Yibam with her. He hasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam yet, according to Rish Lakish. So the Mishnah should have said Yachsor V'yivo V'yikayim. And it doesn't say that. So it seems to me that I'm right, that you don't have to do anything. You did all you had to do while she was Muberes. So the Rish Lakish answers, Ma Yikayim Yachsor V'yivo Yikayim. You're right. That's what Yikayim means. That he does have to do Yibam, Bia, the Loisagi Barav Hachi, the Bach puts in. That without Yibam, he doesn't have any other solution. And the Achrayim explain what does the Gemara mean with these words added, the Loisagi Barav Hachi. He means to say, when the Mishnah said Yikayim, it's a command. In other words, it's not telling you, oh, if you want, you could stay married to her. It's saying you must be Mekayimit, meaning if you want to give her a get, you can't give her a get. Why? Because you haven't fully married her. The get only works if you go through and make Yibam. You didn't make Yibam yet. Oh, what about giving her chalitza at this point? You can't even give her chalitza, Rashi says, either, as the Mefarshim explained, because if you're going to give chalitza, people are going to say, wait a second, he's been living with her all this time. What's he giving her chalitza for now? He made Yibam. Oh, Elamai, he was living with her, not all, he had kavana not for the mitzvah yim. He's done living with her, so that would cast aspersions on what he did before. As we explained earlier in the shiur, according to Rish Lakish, even though bias muberes loishma bia, and he has to finish the yibam off, but the first bia that he made with this woman while she was a muberes does not constitute an erva, as Tosfos says in Divrei Maschal Tigli Muslim Afreya. It doesn't constitute Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. He's not living with an erva. He's like in between. So if he's in between, so what the Rashi says, he can't give her a get. He didn't fully make Yibam. He can't give her chalitza because people will say, what are you giving her chalitza if you live with her? Elamai, you live with her, shalai b'makam mitzvah, you're outside of the whole framework of Yibam. which it's not. It's not totally outside the whole framework of Yibam. Except he didn't finish the Yibam. That's how we have to look at it according to Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish is saying when the Mishnah said the word Yikayim, it means it's a tzivui. You better make sure that you get together with this woman in the right way. And that is what? Through the only way is through Yibam. And in fact, like the next piece of Gemara, Rish Lakish is going to turn the tables on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish is going to say to Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, it should have given him options. It should have said, either you can keep her as a wife, or you can divorce her. According to me, it's very good, Rish Lakish argues in the next piece of Gemara, because I'm saying there's no eitzes except one, Yikayim. Finish off and make the Yibim properly. And that's, let's go into the next Gemara. Ikedi Amri, some say, Eser Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Avlat Shakayam, if he did Yibim, and then she was Mapple, her child, Yikayim, Bishram, according to me, Damina Chalitz Mubers, Laishma Chalitz Abias Mubers, Laishma Bia, Haini Tani Yikayim. What does Yikayim mean? Yachzer v'yivu Yikayim. Not to give a get, not to give chalitza. Yikayim, tzivui, go finish and make the bia. The loisagi b'lavachi. That's what the word Yikayim means. You have one option and one option only. Ela l'didach yu yachinen, which says that bias muber shma bia. So she is his total wife. He can give her a get. If so, the Mishnah should have said, Ratsa yaitzi, Ratsa yikayim aboyale. The Mishnah should have given him options. According to me, it's very good. There's no option. But according to you, you have options. So what does Rabbi Yochanan answer to that? Ein echanami, you're right. I did it on a ratio, yaitzi, tani nami seifa, yikayim. Again, we want to make it symmetrical. Really, according to me, you have options, because she's this total wife, bias, mubesh, mabia. So really, could have said keep her or divorce her. But since in the ratio, when the child was viable, and there the din is, if you did yibum, you did a bia with a muberis, and she gives birth to a viable child, you in fact were living bavera with her. Cause it's Aisha's Aksha, Leibu Maka Mitzvah. And over there the din is, you have only one option, Yotzi. You have to separate yourself from that woman. So Mimela in this Seifa, when she didn't give birth to a viable child, you taka have options. Because you did the mitzvah of Yibam according to Rabbi Yochanan. But I want to keep it symmetrical, so I say one word, Yikayim. But Ein Echanami, Lahalacha, really it could be Yotzi, he could give her a get as well. Meisvei asked the Gemara, another kasha. Hakoina says Yivimta, Vinimta says Muberes. Now we're speaking about a case where there are two women married to, there are two women that follow Yibam. So if somebody did Yibam with the Yivama, and it comes out that she was expecting. Harezu loitinasi tsarasa, ditsara, who normally, if this would be a good yibum, would be mutter l'shuk, she cannot yet get married. Why? Shema yehei vlad ben kayama. Now that we found out that the other woman is muberes, maybe this vlad will be a viable child. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I don't understand what you're saying. Adarabba, ki havi avlad ben kayama, if it's going to be a viable child because it was from the first husband, for the first brother, Mifter Ritzarasa, then she's Potter. What are you telling me? She should wait. Don't let her get married to the Shuk, because if it's a viable child, because she was Muberes from the first husband, so then the din is she's an Erva. They're both Ervas to the brother. So then Mifter Ritzarasa, then Avada she can go to Shuk, because there was no Chiv Yibim at all. So what are you saying? Ela Amos Shema Lo Yehe Avlad Ben Kayama. You have to say, wait a second, she's Muberes, so let's wait. Maybe the child will not be born. If the child is not born, then there's a mitzvah of Yibim. If there's a mitzvah of Yibim, we have to deal with that. You can't go Lishuk till we deal with the mitzvah of Yibim. Asks Rab Yoich, Rish Lakish to Rab Yochanan a very strong question. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Bia of Mubez is a good Bia. Am I Lotinas a Tzarasa? What is the Tzar waiting around for? Tifter b'Bia Shachaveta. She should be Potter through the Bia that he made, the brother made, to her fellow Tzara. In other words, the Pshat is Mamanavshach. If she's expecting, that Tzara has nothing to lose, she can get married. Why? If she gives birth to a child, then it comes out there was no mitzvah of Yibam to begin with. So both women were mutter l'shuk. If she doesn't give birth to a child, and it comes out there was a chiyuv of yibum, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that bias muber shma bia, so there was the mitzvah of yibum was already done, and once the mitzvah of yibum is done to one woman, the other woman goes l'shuk, so mamanavshach. So bish loy according to me Rech Lakish bias amubes loyshma bia. So then she has to wait around because in case this is not a viable child, there'll be a mitzvah of yibum which hasn't happened yet, and therefore she's not potter l'shuk. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, meman of shuk, she's able to go l'shuk. Either because there's no mitzvah of yibum, or because the mitzvah of yibum was already performed through the bias muberes. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, you're right. This is such a strong question that we have to retract part of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Bibiya kuli amalai pligi deloy patra. You proved to me from that which you just brought, Araya, that even Rabbi Yochanan will have to be moide that bias muberesh loishma bia. And that's why the Tzora has to wait around to see if it's not a viable child. There'll be a mitzvah of yibum, and then we're going to have to do the mitzvah of yibum. She can't get golashuk. Ki pligi bechalitza. You're right. The whole machalitza, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlag is going bechalitza. Rabbi Yochanan sover. Chalitza is muberesh shma chalitza. And bias muberesh loishma bia. Resh Lakish Savar, Bias Muberes Loishma Bia, Vichalitzis Muberes Loishma Chalitza. Bia, everybody agrees, is Loishma Bia. And Toysis, the bottom Toysis at the end of the Amud says, what's the chilek between Bia and Chalitza? Because Bia, you're touching on with a possible Erva. So there, even Rabbi Yochanan's Maida, that the Torah would not allow you in Besufik to make a Bia with a Muberes, and therefore that is for sure not the Mitzvah of Yibam. The Torah only gave the Mitzvah of Yibam when it's clear that you have a mitzvah of yibum, there's no erva involved. But chalitza, since what's a terrible thing if you'll give chalitza, you're not going to be living with an erva. So there, Rabbi Yochanan, it's chalitza's muberes, shma chalitza. Rish Lakish holds, no, the halach is the same for both, that you can only do bia or chalitza when you're vadai, that there is a zika over here. By muberes, you're mesupik, you can't do bia or chalitza. Amar Le Rava said Rava Tabaya Manushach. I don't like your pshat. E bias muber shma bia chalitzas muber shma chalitza. V bias muber loy shma bia chalitzas muber nami loy shma chalitza. I don't like the splitting between bia and chalitza. Da kaimelon has returned to daf lamed vav amid aleph. The chola oil le yibm oil chalitza. Any woman who is eligible for yibm is eligible for chalitza. The chosha ain oil yibm. Any woman who's not eligible for yibm ain oil chalitza. She's not eligible for chalitza. So if you're telling me a muberes is good for yibum, then she's good for chalitza. You're telling me a muberes is not good for chalitza, then she can't be good for yibum either. If she's not good for yibum, she can't be good for chalitza. You can't split up and say for yibum a muberes is not good, and for chalitza a muberes is good. It's one or the other. They go together as a set. Either they're both good, or they're both not good. So therefore, Rava, at this point in the Gemara, disagrees with Abaya's trying to split the words of Rabbi Yochanan between Bia and Chalitza, and in tomorrow's sugya, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see how Rava will answer this question, which Rish Lakish is asking a very strong question against the sheep of Rabbi Yochanan, that Bia Muberes Shma Bia, then we have a problem with this sugya that we just learned about the Tzoris. We'll see Rava's answer in tomorrow's shir, B'siyata Dishmaya.